Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Diamond Taylor. So I'm going to start off the show giving you our phone number because I want to hear from all of you entrepreneurs, small business owners, or ones who would like to start a business. This is definitely a show for you. And starting next week, we will start featuring our business of the week. So if you would like to take advantage of this opportunity, we would love to have you on the show. We'll talk a little bit about those opportunities a little bit later as we go on, but I want to definitely welcome you. And you can dial in right now at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343, or you can definitely join us in the chat room. Our chat room is open, so I can take your questions and or comments there. And as I said before, this is the show for business in the making. It is Wednesday. We have a great show for you. We're going to be talking about the top five mistakes business owners have made along the way towards their success. That's right. So if you are in business for yourself and you're doing pretty well in this economy, congrats. And for those of you all who are just new to the game and would like to get more tips on what not to do, this is definitely the show for you. I'm going to give the phone number one more time, and then we're going to play our disclaimer. And the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. So before we do anything, we must play our disclaimer, and I will meet you right after this.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back, and thank you for joining us. We have a great show for you this evening, and we're going to be talking about the five mistakes business owners have made along the way towards their success. And I'm going to start off by going over the first mistake, which is being afraid to take the leap. If you are a business owner, you cannot be afraid to take a leap. Entrepreneurs are known to have many qualities, which are persistence, leadership skills, and a never-say-die attitude, just to name a few. But even those skills are sometimes not quite just enough. You are going to make some mistakes along the way. And actually, learning what not to do can actually launch you into your full growth of your business and long-term success. So we're going to talk about that, not being afraid to take a leap of faith. You have to take the first leap. Too often, we all hear about people who dip their toes in the water and operate their business as a side venture. Well, if you do that, if that's just your side thing, then that is okay. But unfortunately, even with your side thing, you're going to have to decide when and where you're going to take both feet and just leap into your business venture. Because if you don't, then you're treating it as a hobby. And hobbies are okay. And hobbies may or may not necessarily make you money. So it all depends on what you are trying to do. What are your plans for your business? And if it is a hobby and you're trying to move your hobby into making it into a business, you need to decide when you're going to actually stop just thinking about it and actually take that leap. You got to do it. You got to do it. So I'm going to take some phone calls, and if you're in the chat room, we want to talk about, like we're talking about the five mistakes that business owners make along the way towards their success, and we talked about number one, which is being afraid to take the leap. So I want to hear from you. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. If you have a business idea and you're just sitting there waiting and you've been there for a while, I want to hear from you. We want to know what is causing you not to make that first move. What is causing you not to take that first leap? And are you actually stunting the growth of what could potentially be a great business venture for yourself? Everybody's trying to find that extra income. So it's time to actually take those ideas and put them into action so that you can make money doing what you love to do. So I'm going to take our first phone call. And good evening, caller 815. How are you?
Oh, boy. Hey, good evening, Diamond. And how are you?
I am doing great. Did you hear our first topic? We're talking about the top five mistakes business owners make along the way towards their success. And number one is being afraid to take the leap. So do you have an idea or something that you've been just sitting on that you haven't done anything with yet?
Well, I really wouldn't consider it a business because, okay, like what I have done, over the years, I have, first thing is happening, I created a home theater system myself. I mean, I didn't do any soldering or anything like that. I purchased different kinds of speakers, subwoofers, and whatever. Anyway, I just created my own sound surround sound system for my home theater.
Okay.
Anyway, what I have done now, I've ended up with a lot of stuff that I am no longer using. So what I am strongly consider, well, I, matter of fact, I'm definitely going to do it. I am going, because I was thinking, because I got lucky. Just about everything in the system came from resale.
Okay.
And it's the older speakers. And I've had a number of people tell me that there are collectors that are out looking for old audio equipment.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I am going to do, and I was told you have to get some photographs of these things, make a list, give write down the information that you have on them, and just get online, because I was told that I can just get in touch with someone that is already in business and say that they're buying and selling online and just work through them.
Okay, so are you thinking
I am not planning on, say, like, just doing this thing of, say, like, just going into business with it.
Okay,
it's
so are you thinking about
just
selling?
Getting rid of extra things that I'm no longer using.
Okay, so you're thinking about selling on eBay or going and putting your items on Craigslist. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, or Amazon
or
any
of
the others.
And that is an actually good idea and something that I think that you should definitely look at, because here again, it may be something that you may end up really liking, and that could be, as they say, a side venture, and you do need to take the first leap. I'm going to take some more phone calls, and then as we move into our subject, are you afraid to take the first leap into your business venture? We're talking about the 5 top mistakes business owners have made along the way towards their success. So I want to hear from you. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can visit us in the chat room. I will take your question and or comment there as well. And I'm going to go to our next caller, who has definitely been so kind in holding, and those of you who are in a queue, I will get to you as soon as I possibly can. I want to know if you are a business owner, or if you are thinking about starting a business, or you have a hobby that you would like to turn into a business, what is stopping you from making that first leap? And if you're already in business, how long did it take you to make that decision to take the first leap? Okay, caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 1238. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing fabulous this evening. Did you hear our question? What has gotten in the way of you taking the first leap, or how long did it take you to make the first leap into your business venture?
Ooh, as a business owner, for me to get into business and decide to actually do it only took me really about 2 weeks.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it was something that I wanted to do and always had dreams of being able to do it, so it wasn't that kind of a thing. So I had, even when I was smaller, I had kind of always, you know, 12 and 13, was blessed with wonderful parents who believed in entrepreneurship in a way, and said, you know, lay it out. Get it together. Because unless it's on paper, your dream, how can you make a dream come true when you can't see it?
You need to put
it on paper.
So in other words, what you're saying is that your venture actually, before you actually took the leap, you had actually pondered this for some years, even through your childhood.
Yes. Yes, and kind of tweaked it and talked to people to see if it would, you know, kind of see if it would fly. And, you know, I'm sad to say that there are so many haters out there that you'd be surprised how many people said it wouldn't work, you know, it's been done before, what's so different? And you know, but then they ask the question, what's so different between you and somebody else? why should I buy from you? So
those are some very good questions that need to be answered. Uh-huh. Your competition is important. And here's to answer the other question of, you know, it's never been done, why should we do it? Someone has created everything that we already had, and at one point in time, it did not exist.
True.
Within my lifetime, there was a time when there was no such thing as a computer or a PC, if you will. And that was in my lifetime.
Or a cell phone, too.
Or cell phone or anything of that, you know, right. And we did not live in the technology age as it would. But someone had the idea. It always starts with an idea. Someone had the idea, and they took the first leap. And now look at what has happened with the technology age right now. I mean, we're getting faster, better, quicker. We're doing more with less. The sizes of computers have shrank tremendously, and we're able to do things that we weren't able to do before, but it all started out with an idea of something that, quote-unquote, did not exist. So do not let that get in the way of you taking the first leap. I'm going to go to our number two. Number two is, oh, and this is a really, really big, big mistake that a lot of business owners have made. Number two is hiring the wrong people. Oh, my God. I can tell you that that is definitely one of the worst things you can do. You can have a great idea, a great product, but if you have the wrong people representing your company, your product and or service, it can be a nightmare and also a dream killer. It can kill your business to actually have the wrong people working for you and working with you. So, I mean, what is your take on that? Because I'm pretty sure you've been working on your business idea and then turned it into a real business since you were a kid. Have any of you out there, and I'm going to open up the phone lines again and also the chat room, have any of you had the unfortunate opportunity of hiring the wrong person or groups of people into your business?
Everybody does it. There is nobody who is in business, in management, or is working for someone else who has not had a staff member, supervisor, anybody that did not need to be hired because they did not know what they were doing. Oh, my gosh, and it's turned into a freaking nightmare.
Say, Diamond?
Yes.
Yeah, hello?
You're here. We're on the air.
Okay, now. I had an experience back in the late 60s. This is back when you had a lot of people, they were making Super 8 movies. So
okay.
I got my camera out, and I was going to start a movie company. We were going to make movies. I got some people together, and we decided how we're going to make this script, get the script together, we're going to make this movie. And, we started out, and the next thing I knew, the people that were supposed to have been working under me were suddenly trying to take over and tell me what to do.
Oh, yeah, big mistake. Hold on 1 second, caller. Can you turn down, if you're listening to this through your computer or your iPhone or iTunes, you need to turn down the volume so that we can hear you. So go ahead, keep talking. I can hear you now.
Okay, now what happened? Like I said, I looked up and they were trying to tell me how to shoot the movie, and they had absolutely no experience. Now I admit, I had been shooting some movies. I mean, not working with the crew or anything like that, or having actors. Because I had been doing still photography, and the movies were just a carryover from what I had been doing. See, it's this
okay.
thing, now my subjects are moving instead of just standing still.
Okay.
So anyway, it's still a thing. I'm still dealing with people. What I needed was people in front of the camera. So all of a sudden, I'm getting people that know absolutely nothing, have had absolutely no experience. And they're trying to tell me what to do. So So I just told them, say, look, I'm open to any ideas. If there any ideas you have, I'm open to them. But keep in mind the fact that, hey, you can only have one captain of the ship.
That is definitely
You can only
true.
Have one captain of the ship, so which means the captain has veto power. You can only have one person to do this. Other than that, you can't have a number of bosses. You can only have one boss if this thing is going to work.
That
so
is
they
definitely
found,
true.
So, huh?
That is true.
Right. So these people, they okay, when they became aware of the fact that I would not just let them just take over, all of a sudden they decide that they're going to put on a series of fashion shows. You know, like all of a sudden we've gone from a movie production company to a company that's putting on fashion shows.
Oh, wow. That is, yeah, it's like you said, when you group yourself with the wrong party, or, you know, even hiring the wrong partner, you know, let's just say getting bad partners is another huge mistake. And actually hiring that management as well as employees can be the nail in the coffin for your business. So that is number two. Let us move on to number three. Number three for you entrepreneurs and people at upper management of your company, whether you're the founders or some part of partnership, number three is not wanting to give up control, which is what the caller was just talking about too. There are two types of control. There's equity and operational. You have entrepreneurs who believe so passionately in what they are doing that it is hard for them to give up the hands-on control. But there comes a point in your business where you're going to actually have to do that in order for you to grow. You cannot do everything. You cannot be everywhere. And that is a big problem. You know, in order, you do get to the point where you're going to need help. So kind of number two, you need to hire the right people. And number three, once you hire the right people, you definitely have to make sure that you allow those people to do what you hired them to do. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people out here that's listening to the show right now have experienced a situation whether you were the employee of a business owner or even under the supervision of a manager who just did not allow you to do your job. They micromanaged. And micromanaging is another, as they say, nail in the coffin of your business. You have to allow the people to whom you have partnered up with and to whom you have employed the opportunity to do their job. So I want to ask you out there, and I'm going to open up the phone lines, and the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Here's the question. Have you been in a situation, whether you are the employee of a person who refuses to allow you to do your job and they just have to micromanage everything, or are you the perpetrator of this crime as an entrepreneur, small business owner? Are you the one who cannot give up control? So I'm bringing that question to you, and I'm going to go with area code 312. This question is posed to you. Have you been in either of those positions, whether you are the person as a business owner who could not give up the control?
My business partner would tell you that I'm the one that's having trouble giving up the control, and she would be right.
Okay.
So
do you see where that could be a big mistake in trying to grow your business?
No, yes. I mean, I agree with her, but having been so used to doing it for, like I've said, for the past 3 to 4 years, and now we've moved to a totally different position, which is wonderful. So it's growth in our business, but my duties have totally changed, and now someone else have those duties, and I have other things to do that must be done. That he is, you know, we've gotten to that point where we both can actually do the job that we have dreamed about. But and then my old duties have fallen out. I'm still in a baby stage, but now I'm at the teenager stage, so I'll be an adult real soon.
Well, and okay, and I mean, and I'm going to pose this question on the other side of that, which is, have you ever been under, now this is posed to everyone, have you ever been under a manager or the business owner or a supervisor who will not allow you to do your job? They're so used to, you know, they're following up behind you, have to micromanage every little step before you can get anything done, and therefore they are stopping the growth of the business and also stopping you from doing what you need to do. Have you ever been in that position? Anyone that's on the phone or even in our chat room? Same question.
Yeah, I mean, if you work for anybody else, in order to get where I am, I've been so blessed to, like, work for Fortune 5 and Fortune 500. And, yes, again, I can say just about anybody, they are supervisors out there that if you could shoot or lynch them, that would be a good thing because all them staff gets together and go try to figure out how to push them down the stairs. Yeah, there are some really bad supervisors out here and who need to be trained. But they just, you know, yes, there are bad supervisors out here.
Well, I'm going to ask 815 the same question, too. Have you been in a situation where you've had a boss, and you named the situation, too, when you said you had your film business, where there's people in there that try to micromanage?
Yeah, well, they were not really trying to micromanage. I guess you would call it micromanage. I think it was more than just this micro. They were just attempting to just take over.
Okay.
They were just attempting to take over.
So they wouldn't do their job, but they want to take over everybody else's job.
Right. And the thing being, they knew absolutely nothing about the project. Okay, I had explained to them what I wanted to do. But they knew nothing of the mechanics, which I did. And then they're getting angry because they're trying to say, well, okay, well, you're just shooting down everything we come up with.
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
Sitting down and I'm explaining to them, hey, well, that will not work. And here's why it won't work. You know,
oh,
and
I see.
And,
yeah, I do understand that. I can understand where the frustration is coming from, especially since, like, you know, since it was originally your idea, you brought in people, and now it wasn't so much of the fact that you weren't willing to give up control. The fact is you were open for suggestions for help, and you got what, you know, basically the wrong people were hired, and as a result of them not being able to do their job, they're trying to do your job too.
Right. Well, it's really just a thing of saying, like, I have to take over. You know, this is the thing. What they were attempting to do was just to take it over.
Got you. Okay.
They just did not. Okay. It was just a thing of saying, like, they want to run it, but it's one of these things. They don't know anything about that. Anything about filmmaking or production or, say, camera angles or the equipment or anything, and they're just coming up with stuff. Okay, they're just coming up with ideas for, say, some kind of special effects that they're talking about that were really just totally ridiculous, just things that were not even needed.
Oh, okay, I understand.
And, you know, they're saying stuff like, okay, well, what you could do, you could make it look like there's some clouds in there. Take some cotton balls and put it in front of the camera.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, I can understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah, so like I said, number three is not wanting to give up control, and you actually were open to suggestions, and they just kind of took things over. Well, let's go to number four. Number four of the top five mistakes that business owners have made along the way towards their success is becoming complacent. And that is a bad problem, especially if you have a business that have achieved some degree of success and they have reached the point of what I would call the safety plateau. You know, you're going around, you know, you have actually climbed the mountain, and now you're getting to a plateau where you're trying to rest. So you're going at a steady pace now. But you have become complacent, and you have not taken the next step, which is basically taking the next leap into your business, growing it. And, you know, anything that is stagnant will eventually die. You're going to hit your plateau. And you may be running easy, but you're going to lose to your new competition if you do not grow it, change it, fix. You know, you have to do something that's a little bit better than what you're doing now in order to keep up with your competition. You know, so that becoming complacent is not an option in business because the industry is changing. No matter, I don't care what your business is, you could be selling widgets. There is a faster, better, quicker way of selling widgets. And so you have got to get on your P's and Q's, even though your widget business may be doing very well. But if it wants to have growth and continued success, you must never, ever become complacent. You have to definitely keep inventing some new innovative ways of doing things better, quicker, faster. And, of course, the old way is a good way, but you do need to keep up with technology and making sure that that is definitely a part of your business and your future planning. So, yeah, number four, never, ever, ever, ever become complacent. We have somebody in the chat room that said that they had been in business for 5 years now, and they're seeing exactly what I'm saying about becoming complacent. A lot of businesses don't last that long, especially when you first start your business. A lot of things change. A lot of things happen. You hire the wrong people. Like we're talking about the five mistakes. You're not willing to take control, you know, or give up control, and you've wasted time and not taken the leap, and then you second guess and third guess yourself, and then finally you get to the point where things are going good and you become complacent. So the person in the chat room is saying that their business has reached a plateau at this point, and growth is needed, but they have a partnership, and one of the partners thinks that we're doing well and we don't need to change anything. That's bad. Real bad. You don't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel. I'm not suggesting that, but you do need to improve the wheel. Because if you don't improve it, then your competition will always rule out. And then you'll start to lose the customers that you do have. You still have to date, you know, you still have to bait your customers, you know, even though they've been with you. Do not be confused that they are always going to be loyal to you. So complacency in business is not an option. So, okay, I'm going back to the phone line. What about 312? Tell me a little bit about that. Have you all gotten to the point where you've been ever complacent?
Ooh, I wasn't complacent. Yes, we did go through a complacent stage. We did. It didn't last long, but it did a little bit of damage. But complacent, yes. It happens. It really does happen automatically. You enjoy the waves.
Right. And in business, it's definitely a wave. You have to make sure that you catch the wave, you ride the wave, and then when that wave is done, you got to be ready for the next wave, or you're going to end up with a wipeout.
Right. Well, that's the problem. You don't want to take your surfboard back up there. It's like, nice wave. No, let me enjoy the moment. And you stay on shore when you need to paddle back out there and go, you know, go catch another one.
That's right. And hopefully you won't get any wipeouts. All right, let's go through number five. Number five of the top five mistakes business owners have made along the way to their success is failing to see new opportunities. I think we just talked about that a little bit. If you fail to see new opportunities, then you are actually going to doom your business. You know, you have to be able to see the light and see what the next wave, as the other caller had said, see the wave and catch it. You know, it is a shame that a lot of people in their businesses did not grasp and have not grasped onto the fact that technology is an intricate part of doing business. People are no longer just utilizing newspapers to advertise. You know, they're not, you know, that not they are still using that, but it's no longer the main vehicle in which to do that. You know, now people are actually advertising on the web, of course. They're doing radio. Radio is another thing that they're not doing as much. It's not their main focus anymore. So you have to keep up with technology, and people now, you can get, you know, companies are advertising through your phone. You're actually getting text advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have these barcodes that you're getting. You can scan with your phone and get discounts. A lot of times they'll send you not only text messages, they'll even send you voice messages. You're getting advertisements in your email. So if you are in business and you are not riding the technology wave, you better get on it, or your competition is definitely going to beat you out.
And say, Diamond?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, here's something I just thought about it. You're saying about being complacent and not watching out for the next wave?
Yes.
Okay, now, this was not really a business venture, but what was happening, I was working for the Inland Steel Company, and I'd been there a number of years, and I started out in the labor gang, and I worked my way up from labor to being a mixer helper. And I was, the pay is good, and I'm really laying back on it.
So you became complacent.
Right, I'm being complacent. Okay, now, what happened, what I was thinking, I was kind of keeping my eye open because I had made friends with a couple of the guys, the crane operators.
Oh, okay.
And I was seriously thinking in the back of my head that, hey, this is where I would like to try to go from being a mixer helper. Because, that's where the real money was, doing that. Okay. But in the meantime, I'm still being complacent with where I was.
Okay.
Because this idea, I really wasn't doing anything about it. I'm just this guy that working in the back of my head, and I hadn't really gelled as to how I was going to bring this about. But I'm just mildly kicking it around in the back of my head, nothing serious about it. Okay. Now I'm being complacent. So now this is before the steel mills just really collapsed. Anyway, they were shifting us around from one department to another, but I was still, because we were going just from one open hearth to another, so I was still being a mixer helper. So anyway, what happened was that one day a coworker of mine, I used to give this guy a lift to work every day. Anyway, everybody was complaining about us being shifted from one department to another. But like I said, being shifted around really wasn't bothering me all that much because I was doing the same thing, just in a different location. So I'm not sweating it. Pardon me. Anyway, what happened was this guy, he says to me, hey, Ron, look. He says that, now you live on the north side, and this guy lives on the south side of the city.
Okay, we're running out of time, so you got to
speed up
the story.
He suggested that we meet and go to Chicago, go and apply for the Chicago Transit Authority to be bus drivers because they were hiring.
Okay, so in other words, you're talking about making sure that you do not fail to see new opportunities, which
right.
is our number
five. Like I said,
number
I wasn't
five.
Even thinking about this new opportunity.
Okay.
But where it really gets whacked. At his suggestion, I wasn't doing anything on that off day anyway, so I went out there to meet him. I went out to the Merchandise Mart. We were supposed to meet at 9 o'clock. At 9:20, he still wasn't there, so I'm thinking, well, I'm here. I might as well go up and see if I can see about taking the test. So I went on up, filled out the application, took the test, passed it, and boom, you're in. And so the 2 days later when we went back to work, I told him, says, what happened to you? Oh, I got hung up at home. So I says, hey.
Okay, so in other words, he failed to take the new opportunity.
Right. He didn't take his own advice.
And
he never did go.
Unfortunately, that happens to a lot of people, not only in employment, but as a business owner, a lot of people fail to see the new opportunities to grow their business, to move their products and services into a better, newer direction. So, that you know, that is, like I said, one of the things that we do need to improve on in our quest for growing our business. And like I said, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Secure Your Life. We were talking about business in the making, and our subject for this evening was the top five mistakes that business owners have made along the way towards their success. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the book that has that was suggested for our topic tonight, and it's How They Did It, Billion Dollar Insight from the Heart of America by John Jordan. And you can get this book at Amazon.com or at Barnes & Noble. So I suggest that you definitely check that book out. If you're thinking about going into business or you're already into business for yourself, or you know someone who is hedging the fence on taking that hobby and turning their passion into profit, this book is definitely for them. And we're talking about $1 billion. This is a billion-dollar insight on people who have been very, very successful in their business. I want to thank all of you all for joining me this evening for another great show. Here's some last-minute announcements like we did before. This is Business Opportunity. We are having a wonderful event. It's the Women's Empowerment Spa Getaway Weekend, November the 18th through the 20th. If you are in the Chicagoland area and you have your own business, they are giving a vendor's opportunity. So I suggest that you get your business, your services, your products out so that, and it's right before the holidays, right before Thanksgiving, and definitely right before Christmas. So you definitely want to give these people a call, or you can email them. And I suggest that you do so. You can email them at events, EVENTS. At secureyourlife.net. So that's EVENTS at secureyourlife.net. Or you can call 773-377-5503. Again, that is area code 773-377-5503. Give them a call, because if you are into business for yourself, you need to get your products and services at the top of mind of today's consumer, and that is what this show is all about. And I want to thank all of you all again for joining me, and join me tomorrow for Thursday, what is all about the kids, your money, your plan. So until then, good night, everyone.
Good night, Diamond.
Good night.